With greatest respect, I would like to introduce our next speaker. A very well-respected member in our Muslim community, Sheikh Wissam. Sheikh Wissam has been vocal about the Palestinian cause from day one as we were protesting to the Opera House. Please welcome Sheikh Wissam.
Peace to you all. I want to acknowledge traditional owners of this land and any Aboriginal people here today. I want to tell you a story about a woman whose name is Rania Abu Anza. Rania, for 10 years, tried to fall pregnant. And after 3 rounds of in vitro fertilization, gave birth to twins. With one missile strike, they were gone in seconds. We've been protesting here for 155 days. 155 days we've been protesting. And we're at a point where the people of Gaza are suffering famine. They have no basic necessities to keep them alive. What they've experienced, airstrikes, carpet bombing, abductions, killings, hellfire missiles. And yet today what we see from the Australian government, Anthony Albanese and Penny Wong, don't even have the audacity to call for an unconditional ceasefire. There's something not only cruel about this moment, but there is an insanity in this moment. How low is the threshold of morality that you can't find it within yourself to call for an unconditional ceasefire at the very least? Those who advocate for human rights, those who advocate for women, those who advocate for children, where are their voices today? Where are their voices 15,000 women later, over 10,000 children later? Where are they as the tanks run over their bodies, as their body parts fly in the air, as they're decapitated and they have to pick up the pieces of their own family members in body bags, in plastic bags? Where are the voices that echo their voices today? What the governments and the Western governments and the Australian governments have made clear, and they've made this point very clear, that the shipping lanes in Yemen are more important to them than human life. There comes a point, an important time in someone's life, when your voice needs to come to the table, to the forefront, where your convictions need to be brought forth. Now is the time for a voice. But there will come that time when your voice comes again. And I say this to Anthony Albanese. When he leaves government, I anticipate that your voice will be restored. But once it's restored, nobody wants to hear a single word that comes out of your mouth. There's something pondering over the last couple of days. There's actually something worse than silence. There's something far worse than silence. And you know what it is? It's when you affirm or you confirm a lie. Israel bombed innocent civilians. Israel dropped bombs on innocent civilians. And Anthony Albanese and Penny Wong said Israel has a right to defend herself. They bombed the hospitals and they said, Israel is our friend. Israel perpetuated the lie and they said UNRWA was responsible, so Australia cut funding. What's worse than silence is to affirm a lie. And what's even worse, recently within the Labor government, someone put out a post and said in the last 5 years, they haven't sent weapons to Israel. What we found recently is that part of the F-35, the fighter jet F-35, Australian companies in Australia were given nearly $1 billion in a grant and in money, and the Australian Defence Force to equip the F-35 with the components that it needs to send off to Israel. Don't play semantics. You are sending weapons to Israel. The ADF, the IDF, the Israeli Defense Force, what worries me and what concerns me is that they've threatened to put their forces forward in the month of Ramadan. This is a month of fasting. It's a month of fasting from dawn to dusk. And they've threatened that if they don't get what they want, they're going to unleash hell on the people where they are at the moment, if hell wasn't there already. And what worries me at this point is that the entire world has become not only silent but complicit. Anthony Albanese was the first Western leader to be referred to the ICC. A true lesson in language. I want to finish with this point. I want to make my point brief. Brothers and sisters, everyone that's gathered here today, and you look around and there's people from all walks of life. The Jewish people that adhere to the law of Moses, the Christians that are here that adhere to the law of Jesus, the Muslims that are here that adhere to the law of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon them, and everyone else here who doesn't have faith but has come to stand here for justice. This is a moment, and this is a legacy, and this is a moment for your children, and this is a moment for the generations to come, that you stood for something. And it's a sign of our unity. What would the politicians have us do? Go home and do nothing. 155 days later, the ICJ said there's a probability for genocide. What would you have us do? Say nothing, do nothing, carry on as though life is usual or as normal. What would you have us do? What are you if you can't stand on the principles of justice? What are you and who are you? Your legacy will forever be built as the first Australian Prime Minister that was referred to the ICC. That will be your legacy for silence and the affirmation of a lie. The very last point that I want to say, in the wake of George Galloway's overwhelming by-election win for Gaza, that demonstrates what can be achieved when there's unity. And I know they're strategizing, but I also know they're worried, and I promise you this, you should be worried. Peace out.